Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts on the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. Today we're with Sanjay Natarajan. Sanjay, what do you do at Intel?
I manage the 32 nanometer process technology program.
And how long have you been working on 32 nanometer process?
We have been working from our research phase through the development for the past 3 to 5 years on 32 nanometer.
And when it comes to developing a new process technology, you know, bad pun, but what is the process that you go through to actually figure out how to push it to that next level?
Well, we do a number of things. We run a large number of very technical experiments to evaluate different options for transistor architectures, for interconnect options, in order to determine which is the path forward that would give us the best reliability, highest yields, best device performances, and most manufacturable process technology.
Interesting. Today, Intel made a major breakthrough in terms of a public demonstration of 32 nanometer. Can you tell us about that?
That's right, Allison. What we're announcing and demonstrating is a functional 32 nanometer static RAM or SRAM memory for the first time.
The actual demonstration was an SRAM chip. Can you tell us a little bit about the detail of what was demonstrated?
Sure. What we demonstrated was a functional SRAM chip, which has 291 million bits, which is over 1.9 billion transistors.
That's a really complex chip for the first demonstration, I would think.
That's right. That's right. And we were very proud to demonstrate full functionality.
Tell me about 32 nanometer. We've talked on this program about 65 nanometer, 45 nanometer. Why 32 nanometer as the next step?
Every 2 years, our cadence is to roughly double the density of circuits per square millimeter. And we do that by shrinking the features about 30% in each direction. So 30% in the X and Y directions gives you about a 2X improvement in density.
That makes sense. And I don't recall anybody else talking about actually showing a 32 nanometer processor working of any sort.
To our knowledge, that's correct. We have other competitors in our industry who have talked about individual transistors in this technology node, but we don't believe anybody has demonstrated the level of integration and functionality that we're describing.
Why is this milestone so critical in terms of the overall path to deliver 32 nanometer products in the future?
When we embark on developing a new process technology, once we decide on the design rules or ground rules and we decide on what kind of transistor performance we're going to deliver, one of the things we do is put together a test chip where we combine a lot of test structures that we can validate the design rules, a lot of special digital analog circuits that we can characterize and later use directly in our products, and also a very dense static RAM array, which we can use to validate the health of the process and achieve the very high quality of yield that we're able to achieve in Intel processes. This is really one of the first important milestones on the road to finishing a whole process technology.
So this seemed to be a little bit earlier in the cycle than what I would expect for the next generation of process technology. Does this mean that there's been an acceleration for 32 nanometer in the market?
It is a little earlier. If you go back to our 45 nanometer node, we made a similar announcement in January of 2006. Mm-hmm. So we're about 20 months later on our 32 nanometer announcement, and that's a little faster than the 2 year cadence that we maintain historically. It's really too early for us to say what this means for our 32 nanometer microprocessors. We expect they will be in production in 2009. Mm-hmm. We really don't have any way to refine that as of today, but we can say that this milestone coming out now certainly bodes very well for the health of the 32 nanometer process.
So we've talked about Penryn today at IDF. We talked about Nehalem, and we saw the first demonstration of Nehalem. We saw this demonstration of 32 nanometers. So this is really a tick-tock tick shown at IDF today. Is that correct?
In a sense, it is. With the 32 nanometer technology, we're maintaining our tick-tock strategy. The tick in the 32 nanometer technology will be a compaction of the Nehalem product, and it'll be called Westmere. And the talk will be a new microarchitecture that we implement on 32 nanometer, and that'll be called Sandy Bridge in 2010.
Okay, so we've really laid out the roadmap all the way to 2010 at this point.
Yeah, and there will be, as there always are, many more products on the 32 nanometer process technology. But we clearly can point to the tick and the talk strategy as working for Intel and continuing into this technology node.
Now, we've talked on this program before about 45 nanometer high K. Now, does 32 nanometer also take advantage of high K?
It certainly does. 32 nanometer is our second generation of the high-K metal gate process technology, where we've learned some things along the way of developing 45 nanometer and implemented some of those new learnings into 32 nanometer.
And in terms of the manufacturing process, are you guys using dry or immersion lithography?
Well, in our 45 nanometer technology, we were able to stay with dry lithography, and we're really one of the few companies, perhaps the only company, that's been able to stay with dry lithography in that technology. When we go to 32 nanometer, we do utilize immersion lithographies for our most critical layers. Our less critical layers stay on dry lithography, both 193 nanometer and 248 nanometer.
And when you're going through the process, how do you keep in mind design for manufacturability?
We do that by creating our test chip, which includes both the SRAM that I've described already, and a large number, tens of thousands of structures, which help us characterize every aspect of the process, performance, reliability, robustness of the design rules that we've produced for the technology, a number of analog and digital circuit blocks that we characterize during development. So we really co-optimize both those design blocks and the process together, such that when we ultimately introduce the products, they really are based on features which have been fully characterized, fully debugged, and therefore more manufacturable.
Give me a sense of how small 32 nanometer is. It seems very small, but for the listeners out there, can you give us a comparison to what that represents?
Sure. You know, if you take a book and open it up and you look at the period at the end of a sentence, we would fit about 4 million 32 nanometer transistors into that period.
That's pretty small. I assume that somebody in a lab somewhere at Intel is working on the next iteration, and how small is that going to be?
Our next technology node will be the 22 nanometer technology node, and we've already begun some of the pathfinding and research work on the 22 nanometer node in order to continue to extend Moore's Law for another generation.
We were here with Sanjay Natarajan. Sanjay, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Join us next week for another edition of Chip Chat.